It's time to talk about climate change. It's time to talk about TEDx Geneva, because climate change will be the theme of the TEDx Geneva event, which is happening on the 12th of November. I am joined on the line now by Angus McKay from UNITAR, who's the director at the Division for Planet. They are backing this event. So, Angus, welcome to the show. Let's talk about climate change, shall we?
Yeah, well, great. Thank you for having me. I'm delighted. The context to this is, of course, the big meeting starting in Glasgow, which most people will be aware of, COP26. And that goes on for a couple of weeks. So this event is kind of aligned and timed to be sort of coincide with that.
Absolutely. And it seems like you have quite a few similar goals when it comes to dealing with climate change and ultimately accelerate the goals of the Paris Agreement, looking at the climate goals of the UN framework, etc. Let's talk about what's happening with TEDx Geneva, though, and the 8 youth speakers that you're going to have on stage for this event on the 12th of November. Can you give us a bit more info about the different themes that will be covered?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I really want to acknowledge that, you know, these are very courageous, motivated, very articulate already, but motivated young speakers. They're all under the age of 30. I think the youngest is 17, into mid to late 20s. So you've got a range of experience there. And it's really, you know, they've come up with their own themes. And, the TED approach is to make the language approachable, more emotional, so that you can engage. So we've got somebody talking about their experience of campaigning. We've got people working in the area of environmental research. We've got someone who set up an environmental NGO at the age of 8. And, 10 years later, she's taking it to new, new heights. And so on. I mean, there's new ideas coming in, such as in the area of sort of agriculture and land management, this concept of wilding is going to be talked about. So that's beginning to catch on as well.
You mentioned making the language more approachable, and I just want to talk about language for a second, because, of course, we call this climate change now. It used to be called global warming. That's what I think we moved away from. Does the language that it seems to constantly change and evolve over this, now you talk about wilding, there's this constant evolution of different language that we have. It's still just the same issue that we're dealing with. We're just changing the terms.
Well, I think the issue is the same. I mean, the issue around sort of carbon emissions and so on is the same. But I think we've been speaking to too smaller, group of people in the past. And I think that is largely to do with the language you use. Mm. I mean, I think that there is language which sort of includes people, and then there's language that excludes. And in fact, I mean, I don't want to sort of undermine what's going on in Glasgow, because it's fundamentally important, but that is all about the sort of legalistic texts and so on. It's really quite hard to communicate that. So, our bet is engage with youth and young people, and they will help us change the language in ways that we haven't thought of to spread the word further.
We say youth speakers talking at this event. Who is it targeted to, and who are you hoping will come?
Well, everyone from age 3 to 93. I mean, it's not exclusive. I mean, our point is that we want to put the emphasis on what we call generation climate, so young people who, like it or not, they're going to be living the whole of their lives with climate change. It's their issue, and they need to be put to the forefront. Mm. So it's for everyone, but it really is the voice of young people that we want to bring to bear.
So this is TEDx Geneva. There's quite a team, though, behind it. I mean, TEDx Geneva themselves have a team of incredible volunteers. I'm talking to you from UNITAR. Also, I know that the WMO is involved in this. So there's a whole team that are working on this, pulling this together.
We first started talking about doing a TEDx, I rang around and people said, it's a hell of a lot of work. It's going to take. And I thought, yeah. But I mean, we've been at this pretty much constantly for the last 3-4 months. And there is a whole team from the UN system. And we also had discussions with the UK Cabinet Office, because they're the president of COP and so on. So we've had a lot of discussions, a lot of engagement, particularly around how to frame this whole thing. But it does come down to the TEDx Geneva team that have been running for now. They've been doing these events for 10 years, so very experienced. But most importantly, it's these 6 to 8 individuals. And the reason I say 6 to 8 is because it's not impossible that we might have 1 or 2 dropouts because the bar is so high. You know, and as been said before, a TED event is sort of the public speaking equivalent of doing a bungee jump. You know, it ain't for the faint-hearted. And the, so these young people are doing, they're doing a fantastic thing, putting themselves up there. And I you know, I'm sure it'll be a great event.
I mean, someone started an environmental NGO at the age of eight. This is nothing. I mean, talk about go-getter straight off the bat. Let's talk practical details for a moment. Ticket price, location, and will we need a COVID pass?
COVID pass, yeah, I'm afraid that's it. That's the language, COVID
Absolutely.
Pass. So on the pricing, first of all, to say that it's a whole event. It's a bit like going to the theatre. You know, there's an interval, there's music and so on. And there's also sort of cocktails, cocktail dinatoire, they call it. I'm not quite sure what that is, but I think that's somewhere between canapés and a sit-down dinner.
Munchies.
But you'll be covered for your dinner. So it's 60 Swiss francs if you are over 28, right? So under 28, it's free. Although if you have the means, they do say, well, you know, please make a contribution because, you know, it's all kind of, you know, backed by volunteers and so on and so forth. So that's on the pricing. Sanitary pass needed, and it's at the Geneva Conference Centre, International Conference Centre, which is in Rue de Varambée, which is not far from the Palais des Nations.
That's perfect. Angus McKay, thanks so much for telling us about TEDx Geneva, the Tide is Rising event that happens on the 12th of November. All of the details and to click through and register now, you can get the links there at tedxgeneva.net. Angus, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.